Golden, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Today is a very special edition of Into the Winklerverse. It's our annual win-loss of the Packers schedule, dating back to whenever we were on the air together. Ryan Horvath is here. Hey,
that was like five. You know, that's what's crazy. That was like 4 or 5 years ago now. It's like I went to college, and that's a long time when you think about it, 4 years. But somehow here we are still doing the win loss on the schedule. And I'm excited for the season. I think the Packers are going to be really good. Problem is, I think the Bears are going to be really good. Sparky gets mad when I say this, and he hates, because like I said this one time with Justin Fields that I thought that they would be better. And technically they were. They won 7 games. But Justin Fields stinks. I think Caleb's pretty good. I love the Ben Johnson hire. I'm out on Detroit, dude. We could talk about that.
I'm out on Detroit. I think they've peaked.
Same. That schedule sucks. They lose Aaron Glenn, who we'll see if he's any good. But still, you lose your defensive coordinator. You lose Ben Johnson, who's definitely the brains behind the operation. Right? Like, McVay was able to make Goff look good and take him to a Super Bowl, but he could only go so far. And I feel like same. Like you just said, man, they peaked because they won, what, 15 games. They had home field advantage, and they couldn't beat a rookie quarterback. And I don't think that the defense got any better. I think that they actually got worse. Aiden Hutchinson, I saw this workout video. He's got this big brace on his leg. Is he the same player coming back from a broken leg? He led the league in pressures, dude. But other than that, when he got hurt, they had no pass rush whatsoever. And they're relying on, like, Marcus Davenport to stay healthy. I don't think he's played 10 games in, like, 3 or 4 consecutive seasons. And again, they lose their coordinator. Goff had a 48 QBR before Ben Johnson took
over. Oh, don't QBR me. That's a fake number.
He got benched for John Wolford, dude, in a playoff game. And not by an idiot head coach like Matt Nagy, by Sean frickin' McVay. And then they won a Super Bowl without him, right? Like, year one. So I'm just saying, I don't think Goff sucks. I'm not saying that, but I think he's going to take a step back. 3 straight years, he's thrown for over 4,000 yards. And I think Caleb Williams is a better quarterback. So I think Bears stock rises. Lions, especially with that schedule, stock drops. Minnesota, I have too much respect for Kevin O'Connell to say that they're going to completely fall off a cliff. But if the Packers don't have more wins than Minnesota this year, that's a huge problem. I'd say the same thing if you're a Bears fan. Got to be better. You know, J.J. McCarthy is pretty much a rookie. So the division's going to be fun, but it's a big year for Green Bay and for Jordan Love because, you know, now
I think for LaFleur, LaFleur's got to get his shit together.
Is it though? Like, I mean, all he's done is win since he got to Green Bay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he should be on the hot seat or anything like that.
Not hot seat, but
yeah, it's a big year. Then.
He's on the, like, come on, dude, seat.
I think he's on the seat that Shanny was on last year, where people, like, some people thought that he should be on the hot seat, but like smart football people were like, it's Kyle frickin' Shanahan, dude, right? Like, who? Because that's my thing. Football's different, though. It's like, you know, in basketball, it's like, oh man, if we fire Bud, who are we going to get? You know, Darvin Ham and Doc Rivers, you know? But if you fire LaFleur, you could get the next Ben Johnson. You know what I mean? So that's why football's a little bit different. None of these guys, nobody's job is safe, but it is a big year for LaFleur. I would say it's a big year for Jordan Love. Not that he's going anywhere, but you know, they go out, they draft a rookie. I didn't want them to go with the wide receiver. Cause I was like, man, I always want a receiver in the first round, T. Higgins. They never get my guy. Then this year, I hate this class and they'll probably take one, but I'm actually cool with Matthew Golden because I didn't think that there was any chance they'd have a shot at him because I thought Dallas would go receiver, but I like what they did better anyway, trading for Pickens. But offense should be better. Jordan Love has to stay healthy. The defense should be better. I mean, right? Like, big year for all those guys. Quay, they didn't pick up his option, so I think they're going to be good though. Schedule, I don't know. I kind of like it in Detroit right off the bat, and then I think Washington takes a step back too. Washington won 12 games last year, dude. 11 of them were against non-playoff teams. Now, the league's really hoping that they're going to be good. What do they have, 7 or 8 primetime games? So I think they take a step back. And then I think San Francisco, not that they're in our division, I think they're going to be really good again. Everybody loves the
Rams. Their schedule's terrible. Their schedule's, the winning percentage is 417. It's like 50% points lower than the next lowest team. They don't play anybody. And our schedule, the NFC North, you look at these 15, 14, you know, 10 win teams. They don't play the AFC South again. They don't play the whatever division we played last year. Did we play the NFC West? I don't remember.
No, we played the South last year because remember we played.
Oh, yeah, we beat the Saints 34-0. My kid won't keep talking. Sometimes my kid will be like, Daddy, 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 remember when the Packers beat the Saints 34-0?
Dude, the Saints, yeah. That was one of the worst football games I've ever seen in my life. The game where Spencer Rattler started the primetime standalone game and all of America watched that.
Monday Night Football of Christmas week.
That was terrible. But, yeah, I can't wait for football to get here. There's only so much I could talk about with the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, I need my college football, which, man, I'm excited for Texas-Ohio State week one. I already made
a bet. At noon, though. Everyone's pissed it's at noon.
I don't give a shit. I bet.
No, either. Noon games rule.
Give me Texas plus 3.5 on the road, though, dude. I love Sark, even though he's
already
at first and goal on the one pitch play in the college football playoff. Yeah, I'll buy the Arch Manning hype, but I don't think Arch comes out this year. Unless he throws like 60 touchdown passes, wins a Heisman, and they win a national title, I do believe that he goes back another year to Texas. So everybody keeps talking about this quarterback class. It's going to be like Cade Klubnik or Drew Aller or Lenora Sellers or maybe Carson Beck probably, but I don't think it's going to be Arch.
What about your guy Nussmeier?
Yeah, him too. I like him because he's these 24-year-old, 25-year-old dudes, right? Like nobody thought Bo Nix was going to be any good. He was. These older quarterbacks, even Joe Burrow, like that's kind of the way to go rather than the younger guys, I feel. The younger guys need more time to develop. Even Jaden Daniels was at Arizona, you know, Penix, those guys were all like transfers. So I could see it's a big year for LSU. I bet their win total, it's 8.5. If Brian Kelly doesn't win 9 games, dude, they may murder him. Screw, they can't fire him because that buyout is still too large. Although I said the same thing about Jimbo and they were like, all right, just get out of here. But Brian Kelly, they have to go 9-3 this year. They have to.
Well, let's see what the Packers do. We'll take a look at the schedule. Again, we're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART. You get 25% off every single order. We're talking about the gummies. We're talking about the tinctures. We're talking about the seltzers. THC seltzers. Where was that 15 years ago?
Exactly.
Like what? I mean, I'm glad they're here now, but my God, could have used that in college days.
Same.
Promo code BART at happyplacehemp.com. 25% off every time you order from them. Every time. Even if you've ordered before, do it again. All right, the Packers schedule, which you can see here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. We start with Detroit. This the I got fun facts too, courtesy of Packers PR.
Nice. Okay?
It's the first season opener against the Lions since 2005. It'll be the 13th time that the two franchises have played in week one. Green Bay winning 3 of the last 4. So Detroit comes into town. The line on this is already, I believe, a pick 'em.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't start a win-loss episode with a loss.
No.
It's in Green Bay. It's at home. They're pumped up. I'm 5% chance going to be there. So let's go. I got the Packers with a dub week one against a team that Dan Campbell feels – I think of myself when I worked at a grocery store and I was like the best cart attendant there ever was. But when they'd have me like do other things, I was like, I couldn't do anything. I feel like Dan Campbell's like peaking in the regular season. I don't ever see playoff success for him. I really don't. I don't trust him. I don't believe in him. I don't buy it. I buy it in the regular season. I don't buy it in the playoffs. They lost, like you said. I mean, how?
Yeah.
And they didn't just lose. They got destroyed.
Yeah.
And that sticks with me, man. So I think they're going to lose again. And it will be a 0-1 start for Detroit, which means a 1-0 start for our green and gold.
Yeah, now we get to figure out, or we get to find out, I should say, how good Dan Campbell actually is. Like, a couple of years ago, I called him a glorified gym teacher. And now, you know, we'll see if the brains have left the building. I like Green Bay in the game. I'm going to bet Green Bay pretty big in this game. Finally, when was the last home opener? 2018, something like that? It's been forever. So they open with the Lions. Like I said, I think the Lions might start slow, right? You got two new coordinators. Green Bay gets this game at home. I think Jordan Love's going to torch them in this game. I think here's an early prediction. I think the Packers win this game. I'll take the over too, 35-21. And I think Jordan Love throws for 356 yards, three touchdowns, one pick, two of those touchdowns to Jaden Reed, one in the back of the end zone to Tucker Kraft. Packers roll, 1-0 start.
Week two is against the Washington Commanders. It's only the second time that the Packers are going to play in Thursday night in week two. Last time was against the Bears in 2012. It is the first primetime game against Washington at home since a Monday night football game in September of 2001. September 24th.
Yep.
2001. The Packers are 3-1-1 all time against Washington in September. Look at that.
Yeah, is it one of the losses, bro?
I mean, you start at home, okay?
Yeah.
You have a short week, get to stay at home.
Yeah.
It's a night game. You convince me of a loss. I got another dub, 2-0.
Yeah, I think that Washington's going to take a step back this year a little bit too, dude. I actually think that the Cowboys are going to be all right this year, and Schottenheimer might be a good coach. Everybody's acting like they're replacing, like, you know, Marty Schottenheimer. Or, you know, I mean, they're replacing.
Well, it's because I don't think Jerry Jones knew Brian Schottenheimer was on his staff.
No, I don't think so either.
And then he's like, well, then I realize we have this young man right here.
Right.
Kind of through osmosis. You know, I like McCarthy, but now this guy's cheaper and I can control him a little bit more.
Exactly. Now, I think this is a win, dude. I was mad. I was hoping that this game was going to be here so I could go to it week two, especially on a Thursday night. I would have taken off work for this one. I got Green Bay winning this one, 28-21. Jordan Love, two touchdowns, two picks, two touchdowns to Matthew Golden. His first two. He has a twofer. Packers roll here, and they are now 2-0 on the season. Fun fact, I have been one game here in D.C., or Landover, I should say. The stadium's in the middle of nowhere. They're trying
for now, exactly.
That's a whole topic for a whole other day on a whole show that I don't give a – that's something for Toby to talk about, not me. I don't need any more goddamn traffic here in D.C., though, I'll say that. I could watch The Godfather 2 on every drive to work. It's 3 hours, man. But the only game I've been to here, I took my son to his first game, went with my wife, and they lost. It was, man, who was returning punts that year? It wasn't Ty Montgomery. No, God, no. It was, man, I don't know. It was an epic disaster, though, and they kept running him out there. Do you remember who the hell I'm talking about? Man,
Eric Rossum?
No, God, no. Dude. This is like 2 or 3 years. It was Rodgers last year with the team.
Amari Rodgers.
Thank you, dude. Yes. Great number 8. Jesus, man. My brain is fried with former Packer bums. But I was so angry after the loss that I beat the living shit out of my seat and my knuckles were all bloody. And
I remember that. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I got to get a grip on my life, man. And then after, my wife made me take a picture with, like, you know, the, you know, the guys that dress like Kiss. They wear the Packers gear. So it's me, my son, and all these guys in Packers gear dressed as, you know, Gene Simmons and Kiss, and I got bloody knuckles. So I should go.
That podcast is probably still on here somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get a grip on my life with this team. So, you know, now. So, but I think they win. I think they get revenge for my knuckles and for that loss and for Aaron Rodgers, 2-0. Jordan Love, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Matthew Golden.
I don't know. I'm now that I'm looking ahead a little bit, it's hard to actually find losses. I may have to change one of these to a loss.
Maybe they just don't lose.
Well, okay. Week three is the Browns. That's in Cleveland. It's the earliest visit to Cleveland since 1972.
Ooh.
And the fifth game between the two teams in the month of September. I believe the game that I was at in Cleveland was in September. They won four straight over Cleveland in six of the last seven. Noon game, Sunday. Just the fighting Shadours.
Yeah, who's the quarterback?
Why did they? The theory is that they drafted Dylan Gabriel so that Haslam didn't eventually want them to take Shadour because they'd be like, we already took a quarterback. And then Haslam's still like, nah, you still got to take him.
What I don't understand, right, is like...
But I got to win here.
Like, literally, oh, this is going to be an ass beat. I don't think... Oh, here's my prediction, though. 28-6 Packers. Jordan Love, only one touchdown pass. He scores another rushing touchdown, though, right? A little read option LaFleur finally calls. And then Josh Jacobs, two on the ground. Packers roll here. Jair Alexander, interception. He stays with the team. So what I don't understand with Cleveland is you take Dylan. Yeah, dude, but they take Dylan Gabriel, right? Where they should have taken Shadour. So what they should have done is taken Shadour and then taken Dylan Gabriel. Or does this mean that Shadour, like everybody thinks that he's just going to start the season and he's going to start like 5 or 6 or 10 games or whatever it is. Is he though? Because where he was drafted usually tells you that he's going to be a practice squad player. Like if Dylan Gabriel was selected, you know, in the 7th, 8th round, 6th, 7th yeah. round, then that means that he's probably going to be on the practice squad. Like where the draft position is tells you that Dylan Gabriel is going to make the roster, you know, and then what do they do? Because they have Kenny Pickett, who they traded for. They have Joe Flacco is probably starting the season as the starter, or he's definitely on the roster at least. So how many quarterbacks are they freaking bringing into the year? So what a mess they are. Packers roll.
Week four at Dallas before the bye. It's Sunday night. I think in this spot, coming into a bye, road game against what should be a tough team. We dominate in Dallas.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first ever Sunday night football meeting with the Cowboys in Dallas. The Packers have won 5 in a row and 10 of their last 11, including the playoffs. The Packers have scored 34-plus points against Dallas in all of their games at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
Win. 4-0.
I say loss, actually. This is regular season Dallas, and I actually think that they're going to be like surprisingly all right. I don't think they win the division. I think that the Eagles do. I think the Eagles will be even better than they were last year, dude. But this will be a game where Dallas finally gets revenge after all those tough losses. You know, that Dak's been a part of a lot of them, mostly in the playoffs. If they meet again in the playoffs, Green Bay wins, but no pressure, regular season game. So I think how it goes down is the Packers secondary just gets absolutely crapped out in this game. I think CeeDee Lamb's got like 12 receptions for a 153. You know Jake Ferguson's going to torch him. And then DK Metcalf will have a touchdown in this game as well. So, or George Pickens. Jesus, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I was like, you got the wrong receiver. You're stupid. You don't know about sports, I was thinking to myself.
Cowboys win, though. Cowboys win 28-24. Jordan Love throws the game-losing interception. And I go on Twitter and I troll everybody. And everybody's like, you hate Jordan Love. And I'm like, hey, when my guy used to lose, you guys used to give me shit and say he sucked. So now I joke with you, you little wimps.
Packers have a bye. And then week five is against the Bengals. First time playing the Bengals at Lambeau Field since 2017.
I remember that game. It was awesome.
I believe that it's the Bills' year to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC.
I hope.
However, if they don't, I think it's the Cincinnati Bengals that get there. I have high aspirations for the Bengals, who I think will figure it out with Trey Hendrickson as he continues to emote outside of the stadium. But I like the Bengals to win this game. That means a loss for Green Bay.
Yeah, same, dude. LaFleur off the bye, I just don't trust.
That right too. Now. Do not trust at all.
Yeah, and I think the secondary just gets absolutely butchered. I think T. Higgins destroys them. I don't know if you know this, Bart. I actually wanted them to draft T. Higgins.
Did you ever, bring it up, though, and then still bring it up, and then just bring it up?
I think Jamar Chase torches them. I think Chase Brown torches them. Mike Gesicki torches them. I do think it'll be a shootout, though, because the Bengals' defense is going to still be balls, especially if they don't get this situation with the only guy that I like, Trey Hendrickson, figured out. I don't know, though. We'll see. I'm a big Al Golden guy. I'm biased, though, because, he was Notre Dame's DC. But, yeah, I'm going to go LaFleur after the bye loss here. I'll say 35-32 shootout. A game-winning field goal from who's their kicker? McPherson. That's what seals the deal. Packers with their second loss of the season now.
So I've got them through 6 weeks at 4-1, although I feel like they're going to be 3-2.
That's where I got them.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I got them 3-2 here.
They're going to lose one of Detroit and Washington, but I already picked them to win, so maybe not. So I got them 4-1 through six. You got them 3-2 through week six. Week seven, they're in Arizona. Packers are 19-7 in the month of October against the Cardinals.
Ooh.
With wins in each of the last five meetings. I think.
Don't do it.
I'm going to give them a win here.
Oh.
Because the loss is coming next week.
Ooh, well, it is, but I'm going to give them the loss here because I think Arizona.
What?
I think Arizona's a playoff team. I bet them to make the playoffs plus 200. They spent a bunch of money on the defense. I like what they did in the draft. It's a huge year for not only Jonathan Gannon, they got to get to the playoffs, dude, but for Kyler Murray. And I still think Kyler could be good. Like, remember a couple years ago when they were undefeated and we played them on Thursday night with Rodgers? And we beat him in that really good game, and Kyler got hurt, and then he just wasn't the same player. Going into that game, the first 8 weeks of the season, he was like an MVP candidate. He just has to stay healthy. I think Marvin Harrison's going to have a big year, too. I love Trey McBride, and the defense should finally be good enough for Jonathan Gannon. He had to take over scrap. So I'm going to go lost, dude. I don't like these go-on-the-road West Coast games where everybody's going to think it's going to be an ass-kicking. 325. I got a bad feeling about this one. So yeah, Packers are now 3-3 on the season.
You're supposed to be 5-1 at this point. I think I'm in the back of my head, like picking wins to try to keep up with what I thought you were gonna do.
Yeah, they're 3-3 here, dude. They're 3-3. That's well, where I'm at. 5-1. I hope I'm wrong, but I think Kyler outduels Jordan Love in this one on the road. If it was at Lambeau, I'd pick Green Bay, but on the road, especially after Cincinnati. Woo, yeah.
Packers in week eight are in Pittsburgh. Fun fact here, the last time the Packers played Pittsburgh, I fell asleep in the stands in the third quarter.
Wow.
A little drinky. The morning going to that stadium, this was on the road, I had this gin and tonic at 11, and I hit perfect drunk.
Yeah.
And I told my friends, I go, this is it. I'm perfect, happy, agreeable, drunk, and there's no coming. So it's Sunday Night Football. I think we can guess why that is.
Who are you going with here? Your boy or Rodgers?
I think Rodgers or no Rodgers, they are going to lose this game.
They're not losing to frickin' Mason Rudolph.
Well, I've got them losing in Pittsburgh.
Me too.
So is Rodgers going to be there?
Yeah, here's my prediction.
I want the world to give me credit when he signs there late in the summer, like I've been saying since Adam Schefter was crying the opening day of free agency.
My hot take is he signs
Schefter got to go.
They're 7-1 right now to win the division. That's the price if Mason Rudolph's the quarterback. So my prediction is he goes there. Everybody's going to love Baltimore. Everybody's going to love Cincinnati, even with that defense. And I think the Steelers are going to win the division. Mike Tomlin finally has a quarterback. I think Rodgers actually balls out this year. I think they win this game. I think it'll be a really good game, but I'll go with, again, if this is in Green Bay, I think Jordan Love outduels Rodgers, Packers win. But Another road game, man. I don't love this. I love the start, Detroit and Washington and Cleveland, where everybody hates. I don't like this little middle slide. So here's my prediction. They lose a tough one in overtime. Rodgers gets his revenge, if you want to even call it that. And they're 3-4. Jordan Love goes to the podium after the game, and he tells everybody, R-E-L-A-X, relax.
All right. Jesus. So we don't agree. We haven't agreed on a game in the last – well, we both got a loss here.
3-4.
And I've got them at 5-2.
All right.
Now they're going to return home to Carolina.
Yep.
In week 9, and they are going to lose.
Whoa.
To Bryce Young and the NFC South champion Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm going to say they win a good one. 27-24. Jordan Love comes back after telling everybody to R-E-L-A-X, relax. Throws for 3 touchdown passes and 400 yards. Jordan Love actually may throw for a career high in this game against that Panthers defense. Packers bounce back. They're back to 4-4 on the season. Everybody's feeling good, but a little nervous because of what comes next on the schedule.
Well, and I've got them losing 2 in a row. And then in week 10, it's a Monday night showdown against the Philadelphia Eagles. And they're going to want tush-push revenge. But I think the Packers beat the Eagles at home Monday night, week 10. Packers are 18-6 at home against the Eagles, winning 6 of their last 9. The 3rd Monday Night Football game against Philly at Lambeau, the 1st since 2003. I like them to beat the Eagles at home to improve to 6-3.
Yep, Packers now above 500, and they roll against the Eagles, and everybody's shocked. But last year, they had to play week 1 on a slip and slide. And then after that, it was the playoffs, and they played in Philadelphia. Finally, they get this game at Lambeau Field. Packers get revenge. Jordan Love balls out once again against a really good secondary. And although the Packers do remember why they didn't, or they forget that they should have drafted Cooper DeJean in this game. Just had to throw that out there. Also wanted him. Packers win, though. They beat the Eagles. Revenge game. They're back.
All right, I need to stack wins here because I got some losses coming up.
Ah.
At New York Giants, week 11.
Ass kicking. Win.
I think I'm going to try to get to that one.
Packers 6-4.
And, like, see where I actually work.
I like that.
You should come up.
I should. I would go to that one. What is that? It's early, though? Man, I hate missing all the other games, though. I hate the games that are at noon.
I'm going to tailgate with Carlos, I think.
There you go.
And then work my show in my real studio maybe a night.
I do think that that should be a pretty good game. I think the Giants are going to be a little bit better than everybody expects, man. I don't know if it's Dart, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, but that pass rush now with Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, they might be like a top 5 defense, dude. So I think it's going to be a low scoring game, but Packers win.
Week 12 against Minnesota.
Ass kicking win.
These teams have split the last 6 games played at Lambeau. And I believe the Packers will come in the win column here on the 23rd of November. You got a win as well?
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, 1 touchdown, 3 picks. Jordan Love, another solid game. Since he's told everybody to R-E-L-A-X, relax, by the way, they haven't lost the game. They're now 7-4 on the season. I'm betting futures. Everybody's real excited. People in Minnesota are a little worried, right? Did we maybe get it wrong? Should we have paid Sam Darnold? Should we have brought in Aaron Rodgers? JJ may suck. People forget he actually lost to Mount Carmel in the IHSA state championship game. They're a little worried. They remember at Michigan, there was like one of their best wins. He didn't even throw a pass in the second half. People are worried in Minnesota. And you know what? Fuck them. I'm happy. Skull.
Do you hear water dripping by me?
I do.
Shit. I'm going to move.
What happened?
Oh, it's just raining and there's just like water dripping.
Oh, well, it's kind of actually refreshing. You know, the Packers are now 7-4. People were a little worried when I had them 3-4. They were freaking out. Big divisional win. Feeling pretty good about it, man. Jordan Love, He's getting some MVP love now, by the way. He's butchered some good defenses here since getting out-dueled by Aaron Rodgers, the old gunslinger.
I'm still recording sloppily.
Good.
Just very sloppily recording, and I'm going to move.
Are you taking this as an L or a win?
What, the Vikings?
Yeah.
Or the water situation?
A little bit of both, but the Vikings.
I'm taking it as a win. Okay. The next week. They have. I don't know why I don't just pause it.
7-4.
They have. Here come the losses. Thanksgiving in Detroit.
Win.
Loss.
Nope.
They're going to lose that football game.
No, they're going to sweep the season series against the Lions. They're now 8-4. Jordan Love throws for nearly 550 yards. He's breaking records now. People are getting real excited. The defense is clicking. In this game, they turn over Jared Goff 4 times, a strip sack, and they're rolling, man. Van Ness gets in the end zone in this game. It's just a complete ass kicking. Lions fans, they're calling for the head of Dan Campbell and kind of wishing that they hired Ben Johnson. It's getting really dicey in Detroit right now. But the Packers are rolling, and the Bears in Chicago are rolling right before their meetings coming up.
I was talking about this with Grant and Paul.
Who?
Grant.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, my bad. We have a show out here in D.C., Grant and Danny.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant, like, hung you around with them or something. Because Toby's always like, yeah, you know, he's their update anchor. And I don't, you know, I don't frequently listen unless Toby's hosting.
All right. You hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm on my couch. So
me too.
We asked about this, or one of them asked me, what would you rather have? Would you rather J.J. McCarthy be a miserable failure or Ben Johnson be a miserable failure?
JJ.
And I took Ben Johnson in a heartbeat.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If they – the Bear, the thing about the Bears is I don't, like, hate the Bears as much as I hate every time there's, like, a little morsel of hope. Bears fans are like, this is the year now. We are the best.
I hate the Vikings a lot, though. Like, I really hate them and their entire – like, I even hate their, like the broadcasters, man. Like, I really –
I think I need to unfollow the score from social media.
No comment.
I think that's my problem. Well, no, I always
– Dude, I know. It's like Ruthie thinks Aaron Rodgers, like – it's like, I got no
But problem. I also need to unfollow all these guys from New York that I'm like coworkers with because I get all upset. Like, they're acting like Juan Soto. I'm like, Craig Counsell was a Brewer the day he came out of the womb. He went to the Cubs, and you guys are like, oh, get over it. And then Juan Soto was with the Yankees for a year. And they're acting like he's Brett Favre going to the Vikings.
You guys want Counsell back?
No.
Sam, wait. I got a hot take for you.
What?
I think Pat Murphy might be a better manager than Craig Counsell.
Not lately.
His team fucking... Compare the teams. The rosters right now.
Do you know what I call Ben Brown? I call Ben Brown...
You guys don't pay anybody. I mean, and I can't... I mean... Like, I don't get me wrong. I don't want to talk baseball because you guys hate my
Ben
team.
Brown is – you remember Ben Hendrickson? He was a Brewer pitcher in 2005, dominated the minor leagues, would come up to the majors and suck.
No.
Bob Uecker called him quadruple A.
No, because I'm a Cub fan. I
remember that's what Ben Brown is. He sucks. Ben Brown sucks.
Like our Ben Brown?
Yeah.
Why?
He can't do – he sucks.
He's the least of my worries. The entire fucking bullpen sucks. Cubs just lost last night to the Cubs won't. Here's the thing. Cubs won't even win the division. The Cardinals will. I tell you guys this every year or every other year. That fucking team and their devil magic. That's why I never understand why. Well, I guess you guys could hate us because of the whole Craig Counsell thing. And because they you know, the douchebag fans that go into your stadium and act like assholes. But, like, we all hate them, too. I'm a Cubs fan. I hate 90% of the people on the north side, too. I just like the baseball team because you don't get to choose growing up. And that's who my dad and my grandpa rooted for, damn it. Anyway, where are we at on the schedule? I got the Packers, like, 9-4 right now, just rolling. Jordan Love's in the MVP conversation.
You've got them on a five-game win streak winning Thanksgiving. I've got them losing to the Lions.
Wimp.
And then they're going to lose to the Bears at home. Week 14. And it's going to be awful.
Yep.
It's going to be like everyone in Chicago, they're basically going to throw a party. They're going to dye the river green again and say it's Packer fan tears.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's kind of what scares me about them is it was a meaningless game and Jordan Love didn't even play in the majority of it. But like that win, finally beating them, the Packers last year, and Caleb like with the game-winning drive. Feel like, remember when Detroit wasn't even in the playoffs, but they fucked us over in Rodgers' last game and beat
yeah,
us?
Yeah, it propelled them.
All the Kirby Joe. Yeah, I felt like that was a culture builder. And that's why I hate to say it, but that's could be wrong too, but I feel like that's the thing with the Bears. I can see them, though, winning this one and then losing at Soldier Field or wherever they're playing, the Hinsdale Park, wherever they're playing by then. But I'm going to go with a loss here, too. I think the Bears beat them.
Now, spoiler alert, I'm going to take the Packers to win in Soldier Field in 2 weeks.
Okay.
But, and that'll be that Saturday game against the college football playoffs.
I think I'm going to do that, too.
But I'm going to take them to lose at Denver.
Same. Denver's good.
This is only going to be the second December visit to Denver in team history. The Packers are 1-7 at Denver. They won in 2007. Was that Greg Jennings?
Mm-hmm.
Overtime?
Think so.
All but two contests at the Broncos have been decided by 13-plus points. I am going to take them only because I'm going to that game.
Are you going to this one?
Yeah. That's our group trip.
You know, Broncos are going to be good, but I'm going to take Green Bay to win this game. I think Jordan Love outduels Bo Nix. I think the Packers bounce back after a loss to the Bears and they win this one. And then I think the following week, I think I'm with you. I think they beat the Bears on December 20th, the Saturday game, like you said, against the playoff. But yeah, I got the Packers winning that one. So they split the season series against the Bears going into the Baltimore game.
All right, order's restored as you have them at 10-5 and I have them at 9-6.
Yep.
And I do believe they are going to beat the Ravens in week 17 at home.
Me too. I think the Ravens missed the playoffs. There's another hot take for you. I hate to say it because I love Lamar Jackson. And I don't think they're going to be bad. Let's say Rodgers shows up and the Steelers defense isn't a complete disappointment. You know, they could be good. Cincinnati could be good. Just such a, you know, the Browns are going to be shit, so everybody should beat up on them. Yeah, I'll take this as a win, too.
And then they end the season against Minnesota.
Another win. They beat them there. So I got them at 12 wins. I got them at 12.
I'm going to take a win. 11-5 for me. 11-6 for me. 12-5 for you.
How do I? That's crazy. People are going to listen to the beginning of this podcast and be like, oh, fucking Horvath being a Jordan Love hater. And I end up going 12-5. I hate that middle. And I could be wrong. You know, they could beat Arizona and Arizona could stink again. They could beat Cincy. I don't trust LaFleur out of the bye. I got Dallas as a loss.
You took them to beat the Bengals, though.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple where I feel like I got them beating Philly. I feel like they should beat Philly. I got them beating the Ravens.
Your bad stretches. Cowboys loss, bye, Bengals win, Cardinals loss, Steelers loss, and mine is a three-game losing streak, Lions, Bears, Broncos, 11-6, 12-5, which should win the division for you. I mean, 11-6 should win the division for me.
I got Packers with 12 winning the division. I got the Bears coming in second with 11. I got Detroit only winning 9 games this season, and then Minnesota with 7. That'd be my prediction right now. I got Packers winning the division, which you should bet right now, better than 2-1. Especially with Detroit's schedule. Also, dude, and I know that people are like picking up on this, and I know some of them are early, but what do they play? Nine road games and 7 of them are around the road? Go and look at Jared Goff's home road splits.
You know, I stopped watching the UFL once I stopped betting on it.
It's a bad product. I want to like it.
Well, you have a team there.
I know. I thought I went to one game. And I thought I would do it more. I'll say this. Like, if I didn't have Nathan and a wife and I had, like, buddies out here, I would go, like, just for the drinking event of it. But, yeah, dude. I mean, it's shit. I'd rather go to a Nats game. There's too much to do here. I'm going to Sturgill Simpson on Saturday. Pretty excited about that. Johnny Blue Skies. Next Saturday, I'm going to Dave. And then the Tuesday after that, I'm going to Dave. So we got a nice little three concerts here in the next 2 weeks.
What, do two different places for Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to New Jersey on Tuesday, which is like an hour and a half away. And then I'm going to Maryland for the first one. I'm going to the same place for Sturgill and Dave back to back on the Saturdays. So pretty excited about that. It's going to be a big weekend. Got the NBA playoffs, of course. Go Knicks. Who are you cheering for? The Knicks or the... Oh, I don't even got to ask you. Every time I turn on your show, you're shitting on the Pacers.
I hate them.
I know. I don't think anybody else is joining your movement, really, though, with it.
Nobody seems to care.
Does anybody care about the NBA? I'm just kidding.
No, I'm rooting for... I want to see Knicks Wolves because of the trade.
You want to hear my hot take? If I was the Bucks, I don't even care. You know that Giannis has been loyal. I'd say there's 0% fucking chance that we're trading you. Because Evan Mobley and Kyle Kuzma and all the draft picks in the world are not going to bring people to the Deer District. Do you think, let me ask you that, do you think people would still, yeah, you're diehards, but does everybody that loves the Bucks and does the Bucks podcast and whatnot, are they still watching games when it's Kyle Kuzma and not even, you know, pretty much look at the Bulls the last decade. How many people are going to watch the play-in Bucks or the 18-win Bucks? Do you think it's like when I moved to Milwaukee in the first place and like, I guess that's a bad example because Jabari just got there. People were starting to buy in a little
bit. It'll go back to what it was where you could just like walk up to the Bradley Center and get a $2 ticket.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that's why if I'm John Horst, I'm like, no, we're not going to do it. And also, if you look at, I mean, the problem is the age, I guess. But if you look at like what the Warriors did, we all thought they were dead like 20 freaking times. And instead, they won a championship a couple of years ago with Steph, with Draymond, and with Klay. But that's the problem is there is nobody else. It's just Giannis and a bunch of bums because Dame's dead. They traded Middleton, rightfully so.
Kuzma, I want to hear more people. If people are going to say they need to trade Giannis, I want to hear people say they need to trade Jaylen Brown. That's what I want to hear.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Did Jaylen Brown, look? His knee looks like cooked.
Yeah, they're done.
If I did have to trade Giannis, it'd be to the Rockets. And I would start with the biggest asking price, right? I would say I want Jabari Smith. I would want them all except for I don't think Jalen Green's any good. I think he fucking stinks. And he's the kind of guy I don't want on my team. You know, I don't need a guy that's going to score 24, 25 in the regular season because he's shooting the ball 30 times a night, but then in the playoffs is going to give me 7, 8, and 9. Like, I don't know. You could say picks, but the problem is if you're trading picks with some of these teams, like, how bad are they going to be? And in the NBA, you need lottery picks. That's the thing. Being a Bulls fan, I could tell you, when you're picking fucking 12th every year, you're never going to change. You need superstars in this league, and the Bucks have one. That's why I laugh when I hear, like, Kendrick Perkins and all these guys, like, oh, they got to trade them. They got to trade them. I don't know about that. I feel like I said about Rodgers those last couple years, I'd rather suck and watch my favorite player than suck and watch Kyle Kuzma.
Do you see who's on my TV?
No, how the fuck would I see that? Oh, like the little dudes?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Seth Rollins, John Cena, and Jey Uso.
Oh, we got the whole. Hold on 1 second. I got the whole.
Man. I bought the Usos, these little guys, for $40 on eBay because I couldn't find them. Yeah. The guy sends them to me. There's still a $4 Walmart sticker on them.
Dude, we may have every guy in the Federation. Hold on 1 second. Look at this. This isn't even my kid's room. This is just the shit that I put up with in our living room. House is a goddamn wreck right now. Look at this. Ugh. All right.
You still have that Jets thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell it because I got to get my Steelers one in here. Fuck the Jets. We got Stone Cold Steve Austin. We got Rey Mysterio.
Ooh.
We got Aleister, or no, this is Brody King from AEW. I don't know why we have him. We got the old school Undertaker.
Wow, he looks like Damian Pierce.
We got main event Jey Uso.
Damian Pierce.
Just me, Uso. We got Damian Pierce. Don't worry. We got, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. We got the other Uso, Jimmy Uso. We got Jeff Hardy, fresh out of rehab. We got AJ Styles. We got Matt Riddle, bro. And we got the entire Raw ring here. So we're cooking.
My ring is WrestleMania Goes Hollywood.
Hey, you know what you should do a topic on tonight? How Mark Jones fucking sucks.
I've been banging that drum for years.
How do we get him off these broadcasts? That's the only good part about doing the show from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern is I don't even know that he still is like on the call for the every time. Like, why can't he just be normal, dude? Right? Like, a good pop cultural reference. We all love it. But, like, it's the same shit every game, dude. Right? And SGA goes down the lane flaming like a Cardi B concert. You know? Like Drake and, oh my God, we got the Pistons and the Timberwolves going at it like Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
He's never met a four-syllable word he doesn't like either.
I hate him. And I usually don't let the broadcasters get to me ever, ever, ever. I just don't like him. I absolutely hate him. I hate him. And I see, like, I hate myself for hating him even because I see, like, Clay Travis hates him and stuff. And, like, a lot, like, you know, and I just – so I kind of wanted to, like him. And I tried, dude. But he's a tough listen, man. Him, Doris, is –
Doris on Celtics games is intolerable.
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be able to – I should not be able to tell who you're a fan of on a national broadcast.
Yeah. Right? So I feel yeah, like, for play-by-play, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you've got him at 12-5, and I've got 11-6.
12-5? Super Bowl champs.
Great stuff as always.
Packers.
We should get dinner sometime, huh?
Packers over the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Jordan Love gets his revenge over Rodgers.
That'd be terrible.
You wouldn't want Rodgers against Jordan Love in the Super Bowl?
No, I think the Super Bowl is going to be Buffalo.
San Francisco.
No.
Yeah, I think San Francisco beats Buffalo 28-24. That's my early prediction. Brock Purdy wins MVP this year, too. 28-1.
How about Buffalo and the God, NFC sucks.
Panthers?
I guess the Packers.
Yeah!
Not us. Why not us?
Packers, Bills, I'd have to go to.
Oh, yeah. It's in San Fran. I'm going to try to get there anyway. Look at me being a world traveler, even though I'm mortified to go on a plane right now.
The only thing is, dude, that would be the one Super Bowl where I'd be like, fuck, they kind of deserve it more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got some painful losses, but shit, you know?
Horvat, love you.
Thanks, man. Hey, what's your prediction for Saturday night main event? I got R-Truth over Cena.
Well, it's not a title match, so they might do something weird.
Oh, it's not? Yeah, I have no interest in that match, but I'll go Cena.
Yeah, I'll take Cena as well.
There we go.
Thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.